First of all, I want to express my sadness and solidarity for the human losses that this pandemic, the genocides, the injustice, the hunger, the war, and the violence has left. To my ancestors, to your ancestors, to your family, to your friends. Look at heaven as your father, at earth as your mother, and at all things as your brothers and sisters. We do not inherit the world from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. It is our duty to return it to them in perfect condition. We will be known forever by the footprints we left. These are phrases I've been collected from a book titled The Red Pad, a compendium of North American First Nations wisdom. Hi, I am Leah, Cecilia Giron. Bonjour à tous et à toutes. I deeply appreciate Shayla's invitation to participate in this symposium. It is an honor to be here among you all with this audience. I am very grateful to my fellow directors, Melissa and Raoul, who believe in my work and trust me with their projects, and so made me part of their teams. I am a Mexican filmmaker. For years I've been working at audiovisual production. I graduated with a cinematography degree from the National School of Cinematographic Arts of the National Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM. I have worked in film since 23 years ago, and I have studied film since then too. Cinema, television, and documentaries represent for me not only my passion, but also my fascination. Before being a filmmaker, I consider myself first a cinephile. I used to spend my afternoons watching The Wild World of Lar Green, The Adventures of Jacques Cousteau, Mexican movies and other productions that were on the open television bar. I used to imagine traveling to know the lives of people very different from my family members, my neighbors, and the landscapes I knew. One of my uncles had a subscription for the National Geographic magazine. So, another of my interests since I was little was and still is wildlife and documentary photography. And this is how I started my longest love relationship with image. The cultural diversity that exists on our planet will always amaze me. I believe we need to allow all the people around the world to be not only the protagonists of their stories, but also to be able to become the creatives and technicians behind the camera, so that they can allow us to perceive their visions, because we need to amplify the diversity of narratives, lectures, and conceptions of life on this planet at media. I consider a necessity that in countries like mine, Mexico, we as a society should think the way in which we name or refer to each other. But mostly regarding our First Nation members, it is clear to me that with this simple action, we will understand how we consider them, how we see them, and it will bring light to comprehend how we honor them, and in doing so, how we honor our roots. Something I had understood more in a deep personal and even spiritual level is that we are all part of the same whole. For that reason, and not because the Constitution said so, we all deserve the best for our lives as human beings. Opportunities and abundance, there are enough for everyone, as nature teaches us. As long as it is a virtuous cycle that we believe and sustain. Because we are not alone and we need to share and learn. Seeing through our souls as it is reflected in our relationships with the others. As in the production, much in life is, as I think, a matter of teamwork. The First Nations are the spokespersons for the best communion and knowledge between the land or territory in which we live. Who else teaches to listen to the silence to hear our heart? Who else believe and experience the medicines that elements, plants, trees, and animals have? Who else realize we can look for guidance in stars and find roots in our walk in this journey we call life? So they represent to me our roots. And all the people around the world have a common history linked generations and generations long ago. We are rooted together by the same origin. We are all together sustained by the same mother, the planet we share. And therefore, we will not see the common good as our goal until we see ourselves reflected among all of us. Sharing stories become a necessity the moment we understand them as a transmission of knowledge and wisdom gathered up by previous generations to become the lantern that can light the way for our children and for ourselves. The message we have to share with the world as generators and recipients of content is that integration and brotherhood is urgent for the welfare of the world, and that the world population needs to know the stories from all angles and perspectives. In an integrative vision open to multiple possibilities, we can speak truly from the bottom of our heart, placing our motivations to become better versions of ourselves when we are committed to be truthful to ourselves. We all need the guidance and the wellness the nature and the elders can give us. In that way, we can aspire to become a better society, as I believe. We cannot own what we cannot name. We cannot heal what we cannot accept. Governments and institutions should remember that money and power in hands of ethical and goodwill people are a promise to ensure amazing richness for the population of our nations. All the stories and new ones can be medicine for our broken relationship with Earth, healing stories that allow us to imagine a different relationship in which people and land are good medicine for each other. As Robin Wall Kimmerer said in her Hymn of Love, the book Braiding Grass, "For me it is and will always be attractive to find aesthetic and narrative proposals and combine different types of genres without betraying the contents and the traditions. Maybe the result will be audiovisual products that can be placed and distributed in both massive and specialized platforms and spaces. We can reconcile the idea of transnational co-production while using national government's funding by being willing to make more agreements and establish international teams so we can work along with universities, institutes, research centers, new technology students. Together we can develop new proposals for the preservation of the oral tradition. For me, the greatest enemy of creative freedom is a preconceived idea of how everything should look like, all the same. We should open our mind and hearts to imagine how we will look things in another person's perspective, to understand that the lectures we have of life are not the same, and that in this we have a treasure, which can become a production value for our projects. Maybe this will be a risk, but maybe it is worth to take it with a leap of faith. There is a specialized and non-specialized public that is beginning to be open to new ways of seeing the world, to hear stories rescued from the oblivion and forgotten by the masses. There is a treasure willing to be shared. The audiovisual industry and multi-platform projects have a lot of material still to work on, and the new generations can take out the best of the trunk of their ancestors and use their teachings as role models to follow. Most of the countries in Latin America have been hit hard in terms of project financing, as there are cuts in government spending. Culture and art suffer deeply from lack of resources. As an industry professional, I have suggested several projects that I have advised and accompanied to seek international funds, workshops and consultancies outside national borders. It is clear to me that many times the cultural heritage can easily find interest and allies in Europe, in Canada, in the United States, in other countries with companies, private companies that can provide the financial resources for the different stages of production. I know the transnational films belong to the producers involved, but when the message is as important for the humanity, the work belongs also for the audience. It becomes a legacy, and some of the greatest projects I've seen are not well spread, and we need to modify that. For me, it is a priority that people who live where we film are involved in the creative and technical teams, if it is possible. Not only as a security and cooperation strategy, my interest is not to be only one at this side of production process to receive the benefit. I want to be sure that the people touched by the project are respected. I have experienced how, for example, in some of the projects I've been working on, like The Sour and Border South, the commitment with the communities and protagonists of these films has become a long-term relationship, which allows us as filmmakers to retribute the time, the private information, and the faith our teams has had upon us. I've been witness of the amazing work of teams like Dignicraft, a Mexican collective of filmmakers who has taught me that a constructive long-term relationship is invaluable. I will bring joy to all the, and it will bring joy to all the people involved. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world, Mandela says, and Buñuel referred as cinema also as the powerful weapon placed in the right hands. For me as a creative producer, line producer, screenwriter, it is a priority that the productions in which I participate should consider at least one of these messages. Gender equality, the eradication of xenophobia, human rights, wildlife respect and conservation, union, integration and brotherhood. When I think of The Sour, border south. I imagine that the stories behind these projects are linked. The life stories around the border between Mexico and the United States will lead me to be afraid that those children at Mount of Olives, Monte de los Olivos, are reflected in the people who are forced to make the migrant route due to the lack of opportunities, risking their lives and their integrity along the way, as we know. At my latest work at TV series The Guilt Is Not Mine, gender equality education also represents a responsibility to share as an adult, as a Mexican woman who happens to be a producer. I want to find the ways to allow the current generation of women and girls to have a better place to work, grow, and live. I think one of my abilities to visualize bridges between people and circumstances, like the medicine of the beaver, I can see a path between the protagonists of these stories. And this always helped me to imagine ideas to contribute and generate much better relationships, and new ways to find paths to make projects available. I am the first woman of my family, of my generation, to study at university and work at my career. Over the years, I have tried to honor this for all the women before me who couldn't have this chance. So I work with my teams from a place of deep respect from the people involved, a deep respect to my society and to the gender that I represent. I will always be willing to work with ethical and truthful co-creators, because in this way I can be sure that the time invested will be worth, not only for us, but for everyone involved. In my country as well, and in other countries of this continent and others, these themes below: land rights, territory defense, high quality education, high life quality, good nutrition, religious freedom, enforced disappearance, preservation and revitalization of languages at risk, deconstruction of established stereotypes, discrimination, and matters of life and death, as you may have read or heard. We as a society are losing the capacity of wonder in a good, in a bad, and in a bad way. It will be good for all of us to hear the wisdom the time has left us in our lands. I am currently developing 3 series of my own, which share one hypothesis. Stories of our native people are wise, visually as only attractive, and above all, necessary to be known for their moral, ecological, and ethical values. And final, as a way to pay a small tribute to the work of industry professional activists whom I admire, I want to mention the incredible work of Christina Mettermeier and Paul Nicken, Margarita Susan, Nicolas Echeverria, Nicolas Philibert, Angeles Cruz, the Ambulante Beyond team, Yasnaya Elena Aguilar, Luna Maran, Enrique Servín, Cinema Under the Sky, Secut, Dignicraft, Mardonio Carvalho, PKC, People Kitchen Collective, IMCINE and ACAMC, ECAMC, among others. Thank you very much.